Here's an understatement about the weather.
Well, it's pretty cold.
Yeah, no kidding. It is the coldest morning of the winter so far, with a wind chill that makes it feel close to minus 35 at times.
8:25 is the time. It's minus 21 degrees, wind chill minus 34.
Just have to get through the extreme cold this morning and then early tomorrow morning, and then this bitter cold retreats. It's going to get quite mild for the weekend and early next week.
We have that extreme cold warning in effect. Mainly sunny today, but very cold. A high of just minus 15, wind chill of minus 36 this morning, minus 26 in the afternoon.
Following all the problems due to the deep freeze, some school bus cancellations and big delays in the GTA.
The dead of winter strikes me as an appropriate time to talk about how weather is reported on the radio. When it's severe or unusual, weather is of high interest to listeners. It's actually very easy to report. Maybe a few simple rules would be helpful. All we need to do is follow the reporting conventions that have worked for years. I'm Paul Cross. This is Cross Talk, Media History, Commentary, and Analysis, Season 2, Episode 2. One of the old sayings in radio says that some of the most important things you give a radio listener are time and temperature. That thinking is no longer applied to music radio, it seems, but I'll argue that weather reporting remains important regardless of the type of radio station you're on. In radio in Canada today, there's typically a basic weather forecast every newscast the radio station puts out. Some news and news talk stations give the forecast every 10 or 15 or 20 minutes. Weather forecasts are most often delivered on air by newscasters. Some radio stations have weather experts or sometimes broadcast meteorologists, but in most cases, it's the duty of the person performing the newscast.
Zoomer Radio weather extreme cold warning remains in effect. Risk of frostbite, according to Environment Canada, through tonight. Sunny, windy, cold. It'll feel like minus 26 this afternoon, and then the wind chill dropping to minus 34 overnight. Currently, minus 17, 1 Fahrenheit. The wind chill's minus 30.
Rule number one, it's a forecast. It's a prediction of the weather conditions anticipated based on analysis of weather data collected and observed. So, in writing and reporting the forecast, radio people should avoid absolute terms. The weather forecast received from Environment Canada does not say it will be sunny today. It predicts sunny conditions. Yes, the weather forecast most radio stations in Canada will report on comes from the country's Public Weather and Environmental Agency. It's commonly known as Environment Canada. The forecast is issued four times a day under normal conditions. It typically provides the forecast of the anticipated weather conditions and temperatures in a format of today, tonight, tomorrow. Pretty much what to anticipate over the next 36 hours or so. Rule number two, keep it clean and clear on air. Today, tonight, tomorrow. Late in the day, don't forget, today is still happening. At 4 in the afternoon, there's still a lot of today left. I'm not sure why some radio stations stop talking about the rest of today and go straight into tonight and tomorrow only. On Fridays, or on the start of a long weekend or holiday, it's good practice to add an extra day or two to the forecast. Today, tonight, tomorrow, Sunday, holiday Monday. Rule number three. Environment Canada, where weather scientists work, uses specific adjectives to describe weather conditions. Cold, mild, warm, hot are terms used in forecasts from the agency and should likely be followed by people reporting the weather. In times of extreme weather actually happening or expected to be likely to happen, Environment Canada may issue extra information. A special weather statement likely describes conditions and circumstances anticipated or may follow up what has actually happened. An advisory likely expands on the regular forecast and points out the significance of the forecast events. A storm watch means a storm as described at the time is possible under the expected conditions and data observed. A storm warning means a storm is actually happening. Finally, let's talk about the Convention for Reporting Temperatures in Canada. Since the 1970s, Canada's official weather reporting temperature scale has been Celsius. We do not use Fahrenheit here, as the United States does just next door. The very rare exception is on a radio station playing oldies or other programming targeting listeners over 50, where both scales might be used. In reporting temperatures in Fahrenheit, where water freezes at 32 degrees, everything above the value of zero is above zero. Anything less than zero Fahrenheit, which is really cold, is reported as below zero. In Celsius reporting, we use the terms plus or minus. Plus is not really needed except when the temperature is not far from the freezing point of zero Celsius, where the distinction is necessary. So, since about the inception of Celsius reporting in Canada, it's been a best practice to report plus on temperatures going down from plus 3 degrees. Environment Canada likes to do it starting at plus 5 and down. Rule number 4, plus 3, plus 2, plus 1, 0, minus 1, minus 2, minus 3, and on, minus being obviously critical to any value less than 0. I'm recently hearing, in some cases, beginners using the term negative 3 and such instead of minus 3. This is just wrong. It's minus, not negative, for temperatures. Here's the other big one, and it's rare, but I have heard both a radio host and a broadcast meteorologist in Toronto use the term below zero when referring to temperatures they should properly report as minus. Here's the deal, and it goes back to a temperature reporting convention that is decades old. Below zero is terminology applied to temperatures that are below zero Fahrenheit. Zero Fahrenheit is minus 18 Celsius. That's really cold for Toronto. We are in that range as I'm preparing this episode, but it happens only a few times a year here in Toronto. Yes, other parts of Canada get much colder than it typically does here, this far south in Canada. Rule number 5. The temperature might be less than 0 Celsius, but in Canada, that's not below 0, it's minus whatever the degree. Rule number 6. 0 Celsius is just 0, not 0 degrees, 0. There is no news, information, sports, news talk, country, jazz, classical, full service, or oldies radio station that does not talk to people over 50. Those listeners are all aware of these conventions in weather reporting, even if it's not something they've ever needed to think about. They listen to contemporary music radio, too. These are weather reporting conventions that work well and still apply. There will come a time to change some terminology, but we're not there yet. And when it's time, the change will be made by not one host alone or one weather reporter or the newest beginner to join the air staff. We'll do it together, as we did with the introduction of Celsius, and everyone will know what we're trying to say. You can find more about weather forecast reporting from Environment Canada at weather.gc.ca. There's lots there. This is Crosstalk. I'm Paul Cross. I study and I teach radio.